You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. On Monday, California Governor Gavin Newsom addressed Californians regarding COVID-19. Here are the edited portions of the news conference.
We are now moving backwards, not forwards. And let me specifically tell you what I mean today. 40 counties now will be moving backwards in the state. Every age group, every demographic, racial, ethnic, in every part of the state, we are seeing case rates increase and positivity rates increase as well. No longer concentrated in just a handful of counties, we are seeing community spread broadly now throughout the state of California. Bottom line is we're moving from a marathon to a sprint, and I think this is important. This is a point of some optimism in the midst of all of this overwhelming data, and that is the good news that we all heard today around Moderna, this coming on the heels of Pfizer, and the efficacy of their vaccine coming just shy of 95%, a bit better than the efficacy that Pfizer had announced. I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge something, and that is very soberly acknowledge that a few weeks ago, I was asked to go to a friend's 50th birthday. My wife and I, a friend that I've known for almost 20 years, and a friend that had, well, put a lot of time and energy into his 50th birthday. It was in Napa, which was in the orange status, relatively loose compared to some other counties. It was to be an outdoor restaurant, and we started the program started at 4 o'clock. It was one of those early reservations. I got there a little bit late at 4:30, and as soon as I sat down at the larger table, I realized it was a little larger group than I had anticipated, and I made a bad mistake. Instead of sitting down, I should have stood up and walked back, got in my car, and drove back to my house. Instead, I chose to sit there with my wife and a number of other couples that were outside the household. And you can quibble about the guidelines, et cetera, but the spirit of what I'm preaching all the time was contradicted, and I got to own that. And so I want to apologize to you because I need to preach and practice, not just preach and not practice. And I've done my best to do that. We're all human. We all fall short sometimes. We've been out, and I think for three times since, in fact, I know it's been three times because I remember all of those dinners very, very vividly since February, just three times, twice with my wife by myself outdoors, and then this one occasion with a larger group. And there were just a few extra people there than the spirit of what I am promoting. And so if we're going to minimize mixing, you got to own up to that. So I just want folks to know that. Paid for our dinner, and we had an early dinner, but didn't matter. I shouldn't have been there. I should have turned back around. And so when that happens, you pay the price, but you also own the mistake, and you don't ever make it again. And you have my word on that. And just know this has not been a practice I've been indulged in the past. I take it very seriously, what we are promoting, and have been doing so for many, many months. And you should expect nothing less of me, and I expect more from myself. And you have that commitment and my resolve in that respect as well. So when I say minimize mixing, I mean it. But again, that COVID fatigue is exhausting, and I'm empathetic beyond words. I'm not here to browbeat anybody. I'm here to find the higher angels in the spirit that is this moment, to try to work through and get through this sprint, get to those vaccines where that light really is at the end of the tunnel, but work through what we all had anticipated, and that's what's occurred in the last really 10 days or so, and that's a rate of increase that makes this perhaps the most difficult and challenging time throughout this year, and certainly since the beginning of this pandemic. Take care, everybody, and we'll see you back very, very soon.